Hi, welcome to the A3 Podcast. I'm your host, Forever, and I'm joined by A2 and A3. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hey, what's up? I'm Exodus, A2. And we're here just bringing awesome entertainment, some funny stories. We have some great moments that we've had with each other, and I feel like it's a good way to, I guess, tell people. So, yeah, I hope y'all enjoy.
What's up, guys? I'm A3. I'm Delightro. So... yeah, I don't know.
You're dumb.
That pretty much explains how we use. So what are we going to talk about next?
I guess we're going to try again with the origin.
All right.
So I'm not going to go into like as much detail as I have because this is like our fourth time recording it. So I'm going to just skip straight to the junior high. So in sixth grade, Exodus and I... like, we didn't know each other, but we both enrolled in the same band class. And that's where, like, I first met him, was towards the end of the year. I didn't really mess with anybody in that class because I thought they were all tryhards. And I was just there to really get my fine art credit at first. And I never knew the world that I was getting into. So towards the end of sixth grade, that's whenever, I guess, we had our first conversation. Like, actual conversation, not just like, hey, what is this, what is that, whatever. And so then the next year came around, and we were placed into separate classes. And I never saw that dude again throughout the year, except for he was with his group of friends. And I obviously wasn't a part of it. So then the following year, eighth grade year, that's whenever we were finally placed in the same class again. And he sat right next to me, and we used to just have like full on conversations. We messed around like all throughout class. That was whenever you remember that big like Tweety War thing? Like everybody be shooting him across the room during band class. And like this dude would always pop my fingers. Like every day in class, like I would just hold my hand out. And this dude would just grab my fingers and pop them. I don't know how that started, but it started, and it went on for the whole year. And I remember I asked this dude one time, because I knew he was going to Morton. I was like, hey, I don't have a ride to, like, mini camp for high school. Like, can you give me a ride? And I think that's the step that put us, like, towards the path of friendship that we're on right now. And so then high school came around the first year. That's when we first started, like, really connecting and really messing with each other. And it just carried all throughout high school to today, which is 8 going on 9 years later.
Yeah. From my point of view, when I joined band in junior high, I only joined because my sister was in band. And I wanted to play clarinet, which was really weird. But the band director, you know, he put me on a trumpet mouthpiece, and he said, try it. So I did, and I ended up being pretty decent at it. So he said, well, why don't you just switch to trumpet? So I did, and later on, I ended up being, in junior high, I was really good at trumpet. I ended up being on his band my 7th and 8th grade year. And then, like he said, I met him in 8th grade, and that's whenever we started becoming close. He was the chair above me, because he kind of took my spot. And we only had one chair test the whole year, so I was just there. So, and then going into high school, that's when we really started, I guess, connecting more. We just started asking each other for rides from, like, band camp to band camp, stuff like that. And we shared some crazy experiences together. Like, once he got a car, then it really started getting crazy. So we started doing some, like, really... really fun stuff. Like,
it was really just, fun, stupid, and super risky stuff.
It's so crazy though. I guess we just connected so easily the way we are. And then my cousin, Delightro, was actually he was in 7th grade at the time. Whenever me and Forever were close, so I tried convincing him to join band, and eventually he did. He didn't want to do it at all. Like, he wanted no part of it. But I convinced him because that's probably be fun. So once he did, I would assume he doesn't regret it because he's still in band. So three links. It's
unbelievable. Look, okay, the only reason why I'm still in band, like, all right, so don't get me wrong, like, it's fun, but it's my junior year, and I can't just, like, drop out now because then it's not going to look good for college. That's really the only reason why. Like, that's it. But there's still funny memories. Like, I don't regret it at all. I don't.
So many memories.
Dude, it's crazy. And I think it's funny how whenever we started high school, it was just me and Forever. And it was weird because as me and Forever started getting closer, then literally the whole trumpet section just started getting closer naturally. And we just had like this big clique, and it was like maybe 13 just kids that were, we had like, we would sit in the beginning of the day at the band hall, or we'll go somewhere at the end of the band, at the end of the day, or between breaks for mini camp. And we just had like a big group, and it was, I think we were the closest section out of the whole band. And I felt like everybody envied us. And it was crazy how tight we were.
We weren't like tight to where we would just like go over to each other's houses every day, but it was like during school, like we were
always with each other.
We were always with each other. Like it, pretty much we were like what everybody wanted to be, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I remember every other section was trying to be like us, but they couldn't. I think the only other section that came close to being like us was the trombone, but even then they were pretty trash too. So that's a little bit about how I met Forever, and Delacha can tell you how he met us, and well, not me because I'm his cousin, but how because me and him became closer over for the past like 5 years, we've just gotten closer due to circumstance. So he can tell you about that. So.
I don't know whether you're gonna start with N or moving.
So, boy, that came first.
All right, so moving here, I used to live in San Antonio with my grandma and my grandpa, and that was like, it was south side San Antonio, like rural country. I used to be rural country when I was little. And
did you wear like the cowboy hat the cowboy belt and stuff?
Not like that.
You walk around and say, yeehaw there, cook.
No, not like that. It was just like, it was like kind of urban, but not urban. I don't know if that makes sense.
Did you own a pair of boots?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
how do you live in San Antonio and not own a pair of boots?
Why would you own a pair of boots?
Because it's countryside, Brent.
Like, it's all right, whatever.
That was contradictory. Anyways, keep going.
Look. So, my mom got in laid off, and when I was like 7 or 8. So then she found a better job, like a higher paying job over here in Houston. So we moved over here to Houston, and I was in third grade when that had happened. So Alex lived over here.
He did. I remember meeting him. Your cousin was actually pretty cool. He was the one that was in the car crash with us. You remember that? You remember that at the bank?
Yeah. There's been so many. Like, if we're being honest, there's been like 4. Is it there? Bro, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Was it Alex the one that drove us? Or something?
No, I was the one that was driving, stupid. I was the one that was driving. He was in the back.
I was there. I was with our other cousin. The one on our mom's side. So yeah. I think that was with him. I think that's the one we got in the car crash with. And he actually lived. We have another cousin. He lived here in Houston too. And I knew him for a little bit, but he ended up moving as soon as the Latro came. So he knew him. We knew him a little bit, but it wasn't like as great as
it wasn't a long time as me and Exodus and each other.
Yeah. So I feel like. We could have had some great memories with him too, but we just kind of skedaddled out of here. So that's whenever, I guess, around whenever he moved, me and Sloss were barely talking, And me and Delilah were really getting close because he lived in San Antonio. I used to never see him. But when I did, like, it was always fun to see him because he's my only cousin that's really, I guess, my age. Cause none of my cousins are my age except his sister, she's in college right now. So we're about the same age. But Delilah was the one that I really, I guess, connected with. So once he moved here, then we just started getting close. And now here we are, like, what is it, like 6 years later?
I moved here, 2000, it's been almost 9 years.
Yeah.
9 years. So 2010?
Yeah.
No.
2019.
3rd,
4th,
5th,
8 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, I moved here and Exodus lived, what, like three, 4 minutes away from me, not even that far. So it was convenient to say. Like, me and him could always hang out. Like, that's how we've grown closer over the years. And he's actually the one, like, I've always, I guess, like, kind of looked up to him in a way because I haven't really had, like, a father figure. And he was, like, the closest.
Yeah, you did, boy. I'm your daddy.
Ooh, so,
oh, shit.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You don't know?
In serio?
It wasn't. There just wasn't, like, a male figure in my life to guide me. And he almost, like, took on that role. So, yeah. And that's how me and him have grown together, and he has a lot to do with who I am today. Yeah,
that's cool.
Get it, bro. Get it deep in there. All right, let's see what can we talk about next. what do y'all want to talk about next? I got so many topics.
I feel like people should know how we came up with this idea to start this. I think it's a pretty cool idea that Forever came up with as our host. And when he invited me to do it, he just said it was a long shot. And I was like, well, let's do it. So I'm sure he could tell you more details, though, how he came up with the idea and stuff. So, boy, you just... But he can tell you, though.
All right, so whenever I first, like, thought of this idea, I had been listening to this one podcast, the Misfits podcast. Go check them out. Promotion. We're not even sponsored yet, and we're promoting people. So they would talk. They would, like, come together. It was, like, I don't even know how many there is of them. I think there's at least, like, 5 or 6. And they would all come together and make a podcast and just talk about, like, different stuff in their life. Like, stories that they had together, like, going places, doing all this crazy stuff. And it was just very entertaining. And I was like, wow, I want to try to make something like this. And, like, I have two guys that I can do this with because we have a lot of things that we can talk about, actually. And so whenever I first pitched it to Exodus, I was like, hey, like, this could be something actually, like, really fun that we can do. Like you know, there's always a reward for this. Like, we could always gain sub count on YouTube or chat revenue or whatever you want to call it off of Twitch, like followers on Twitch. And that would actually be a pretty nice reward, but I just wanted to make this more as for us to come together, share stories, and just have fun with it. And make it almost seem like we're not making a podcast, but, like, telling our stories with one another.
Yeah.
And just having fun with it and being completely dumb while doing it.
You're right.
So, yeah, that was my thinking behind creating this podcast.
Yeah, and then literally, like, 2 days later, I was with the live show, and I asked Forever, I was like, hey, you want to just, like...
Bro, that morning was a fat L.
Oh,
he took a fat L that morning.
No, we gotta talk about that, dude. Yeah, that's for another 10.
That's for episode 2. If you want to know, you gotta come back.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But I asked Elijah, I was like, you want to do this? He's like, yeah, man. I mean, because me and Elisha, we sometimes just talk, just me and him, like whenever we're alone, or we're just debating stuff, or you know, talking about girls or school, whatever. So I was like, you know what, it wouldn't be a bad idea to invite him. So I asked forever. He's like, yeah, it's not a bad idea. And I'm sure, like, in the future, we'll have, like, guest speakers, you know, some of our friends that we talk about in our stories, because, like, it's funny hearing it from our point of view, but, like, when you get the person who really took the fat L, their point of view, then it's, like, it becomes funny. They just naturally. So, I remember that we were driving somewhere. I think we were going to Topgolf, and we had, like, all of our friends with us. Like, it was me, the live show forever, and it was like three other friends that were with us. And we went to the bank.
That's whenever Alex was there. You remember that?
Yeah. And that was one of the few times. And we went to a bank because Forever needed to withdraw some money. And we're in the bank, right? We pull up to the scene, and there's this big like white truck in front of us, and Forever just sitting there, we're just chilling, and I'm in the front seat, and then we're waiting for like the ATM to pull up for the guy, and you see this big white truck just back up like super fast in the Forever's truck, and I'm like yo, and Forever's just like what, he's like freaking out. I'm like bro, and I don't say anything. I just keep saying bro, and then he finally sees that he's coming, and he honks like super loud, and he tries to put it in reverse, but he doesn't get it in time, and then you just hear like, boom, and then the truck, and then Andrew, my friend in the car in the back seat, he's like, bro, what the heck, and I was like, yo, that's crazy, and we were just sitting there and all like, we didn't know what to say, and then when we finally got out of the truck, Forever went up to the guy. And the guy's like, bro, what did he say? He said, like, he knew he was doing it.
No, he said, bro, I didn't even look when I was backing out. I just put it in reverse and then just sped out of there. I didn't even see you, man.
He was like a redneck. He was more of like a country boy, like a white boy. And I think he was in the military or something. Because his wife, whenever...
No, he was a truck driver.
Oh, I don't remember. I was amazed. But, no, it was funny because as soon as Forever got hit... I told everybody, I said, because he wasn't supposed to be driving all of us. Like, I'm not even going to lie at the time.
No. Yeah, I had like one extra person with me. And I remember Exodus, he was like, all y'all go to CVS across the street.
Yeah, because if the cop would have caught all of them, then Forever would have gotten in more trouble. But I told him, I said, go to the CVS and just wait. And I think the Latcho was there too. I can't remember. I think he was.
Yeah, he was.
He was so confused. He was like,
I didn't know what to do. I got out of the car and I was like, that's a fat L. And then Exodus, he was telling me and my cousin Alex and our other friend, bro, I swear he's bad luck.
But oh, like, he is bad luck. Every time we get in the car, it's like, it's a car crash guarantee.
It's horrible.
Every time, like, it's not even, you can't make it up, like, there's no way. I don't know why he has bad luck, but anyway, so they end up exchanging, like, you know.
Like, the normal car crash stuff, getting the information, the cop comes and makes a report, and that's all done with. And we go back and pick everybody up, and then we go to Topgolf.
Oh, yo, you remember, there was a time, I think it was that time we were playing Topgolf, and I think it was him, it was me, he let go of the golf club,
and it flew in the air.
So, I don't know if y'all know about Topgolf, but Topgolf has three levels where you can choose from, so there's like the first, second, and third, and we were like, oh, let's go to the third one, so we go to the third one, and you know, we're swinging, you know, we're just chilling, and then Forever, he goes and swings the club, and he lets go of the club. And it goes behind him to the people behind us. And I don't remember what happened because I barely saw it, but I'm sure Forever can tell you. But it was funny from the little that I saw it. It was, oh my gosh.
Bro, as soon as I knew I let that club go, I knew my life was over. Like, it went in the air, it smacked the ceiling, and then it fell right in front of the people. And they looked scared. They're like, whoa. And so I just like went over, picked it up. I was like, I'm sorry, guys. And then I just walked back. And I made sure I had a death grip on my clubs for the rest of the night. And to this day, whenever I go to Top Golf, I have death grips.
That's crazy. It was funny, though. But, yeah. Me and Elijah, we've had some crazy experiences, too. Yo, hold on. There was a time, I'm sure Elijah can tell you better, but So in San Antonio, whenever he used to live there, we used to have these big parties, like Christmas or New Year's. And, you know, like every family would go, and it was a party of like maybe 100 and some people just hanging out at the Electro's house that he lived in at the time. And then we had fireworks at 1 year.
Oh, and, my God.
And we went with all of our cousins. And for some stupid reason, like, we were probably fireworks, right? And then, you know, like, the little fireworks that come in, like, packs, like, dynamites or, like, smoke bombs, stuff like that. We had them, and for some stupid reason, all of us just started throwing firecrackers at each other. And Delightro, he wasn't really throwing any, but he was, like, dodging them. And I remember I was mainly throwing it at Delightro, and they were, like, short-fused. So, like, as soon as you light it, you throw it. So I was throwing them at him, and I kept missing. But then this one time, he started running away from me. So I was like, boy. And I lit it, and I threw it at him. And he had a hoodie on. And the dynamite got caught
in my hoodie.
The dynamite got caught in his hoodie. And it popped. And we were all like, oh. And we just got quiet. And you see Delightro, like, sitting there on his knees, like, covering his ears.
That hurt so much.
We were like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then I go up to him, I'm like, bro, are you okay? And he's just sitting, like, with his hands covering his ears. And he's like, I don't remember if he was crying or not. Do you remember?
I don't even remember. I just know, like, ever since then, like, I had a ringing in my ear for, like, a straight 2 days. Like, I couldn't get out of my ear. And ever since then, like, I get these random, like, these random times where my ear just starts ringing again and again, like... It sucks.
You scarred him for life.
I know. Dude, that was so funny, though. It was so funny because everybody just, like, stopped and was just like, oh.
That's the L.
I thought I was going to get in trouble. I thought he was going to say something, but he didn't. My homie.
Were you there when the soccer ball hit Matthew?
Yeah, and he told me.
Bro, all right, so our little cousin... He wanted to, like, be a part of, like, our group, I guess, that we had. Like, we were all around this, like, the same age limit. And we were all playing soccer outside, you know, being gamers.
Oh, my
boys.
So, it was getting late at night. And our little cousin, like, we were kicking the soccer ball at the fence. And, like, seeing, like, I guess who could kick it the hardest or whatever. So, our little cousin... bro, let me remind you, he's like 3 or 4 at the time, and he's just like, oh, let me be the goalie. So, so we kept telling him to move, like, he was just like, no, I don't want to move. And then he went to go tell his mom, and his mom said, just let him play with y'all. And then we're like, all right, fine, you know, if he gets hurt, that's not our fault.
Yeah.
And literally... When it's my turn, it was my turn after she went inside. So,
no, we told him, we said, you're going to get kicked in the face with the ball. He's like, no, I'm not.
Bro.
And we kept telling him, you are. And we were, like, taking turns. It was, like, 4 of us. And we were taking turns hitting the ball. And I think it was Delisha's turn. And I was sitting there. I was like, Matthew, you're going to get hurt. Move. And he insisted that he wasn't. So Delisha goes to kick the ball. And as soon as he kicks it, that thing goes straight to his face. And when he went to his face, the ball bounced, like, up. So you can imagine, like, when the ball hits his face, it just goes straight up. And he's on the floor and he starts crying.
It was so bad.
Bro, whenever you hit him in the face, could you hear, like, the...
Yes!
It was loud. It was so loud. He started crying, and then he got mad at us.
Yeah.
When we told him, move.
I feel like, oh. And his mom came out, and I don't think his mom got mad at us because we warned him, but I mean he didn't want to listen. So
we even told his mom like he's gonna get hurt, but nope.
I would take a fat. It was so funny. I'm surprised he didn't break his nose though, because I was a hard kid. Like a whole soccer ball. Like,
soccer ball straight to the dome.
I know. The boy got bodied.
And look, I promise you, it was unintentional. Like, I did not mean to do that. He
was in the way.
Oh,
that was crazy.
Bro, y'all wanna talk about climbing the pack real quick?
Oh.
We did it so many times.
Okay, so we went up and, like, we weren't supposed to be up there, but.
Was it when Barlow came?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
So there was like four of us up there. I think it was more than that. It was me, Delitro, Exodus, and then like two or three of our other friends. And we were up there, and we were a good like 200 feet in the air. Like straight below us are just straight like stadium seats. Like, if you fall, it's like, fat rip, you're done.
You're gone.
Like,
that's a fat L.
Like, we'll pray for you.
We'll get him next time. Stay
no recovery from that.
Stay frosty.
There's no weak spot.
You like, if you had 9 lives,
you would have lost one.
You would have just wasted all of them.
That's it.
And so we were up there. And like, we thought it was, like, the coolest thing to be up there and then just chill. And then one of the directors came into, like, the stage. And so this like catwalk that we're above, it's like from the ground, it's like maybe 20 feet away from the stage. And so we're 200 feet away in the air, about 20 feet away from the stage. And one of the directors comes out and is on there, and we just hear him start talking, and all of us just look at each other, and we're just like,
we were so scared.
We were like, oh. That's tough.
I know, because there's only one entrance.
Yeah, there's only one entrance to there, or you can jump off the edge and die.
And the entrance was by the way he came in. That's why we were just kind of just sitting there like.
We were laying down on this catwalk. We were literally laying down, and he turned on all the lights. Like, as soon as he turned the lights on, we all like shot to the ground, and we were all just like staring at each other, and we were all scared.
I don't remember that.
And as soon as he like walked off the stage, we like bolted out of there.
I remember that.
We bolted down, and then we just like chilled on the stage to make it look like we didn't do anything. I remember we had to climb like that fence.
We had to jump over the fence.
Yeah, we had to like jump
yeah,
over.
Yeah, so, yeah, there was a gate that was guarding downstairs, so we had to jump over that.
And so we jumped back over it, and then we were just like chilling on the stage. But he never came back in.
Yeah.
But we were just taking precaution. We weren't about to take no L's, and we finessed our way out of that. I remember that.
Yeah, we used to. The pack was like, I guess, the go-to place for minicamp, because we had about like an hour and a half break in between for band camp, and we all the trumpets would go there, and we would just chill. So that was like our go-to spot, and usually the lights were off, and we were just chilling there, but. I mean, that kind of died down senior year, whenever. I think they, like, ended up locking the pack.
Yeah, so they started locking the pack,
yeah, so
we couldn't go in.
I mean, we tried for that. I think a couple of times we did go in, because, like, the back doors were open. But it was just, like, a really chill time. And, like, I think junior year was, like, the prime year. That was the best year, I think.
I remember this dude, we went into the restrooms, like, in front of the pack.
Yeah.
And there's, like, rolls of toilet paper. And this dude threw him up into the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Oh, crazy.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny. All right, we're getting towards the end of the podcast. We're only going to make about 30 minutes. So, if you want, you can follow us on our YouTubes and Twitch. I am forever_slots.
Can't you put it in the
speaker? Just go ahead and say it. It's fine.
Oh. Mine's Exodus 15:3 for Twitch. My YouTube is different, but I'm not gonna say my YouTube. I don't really use it.
On Twitch, I'm Delitro with 2 O's at the end.
Alrighty, thank you for listening.
Hope you enjoy. Skedaddle, skedeedle.
Skedoodle, skedoodle. Alright, see y'all on the next episode.